B-Pod Studios.
Ahoy.
Hey, Stan.
Yeah?
Hey, this is Tall Paul from Bonita.
Paul?
Tall Paul from Bonita.
Tall Paul from Bonita. Have we met before, Tall Paul? Welcome to the show, by the way.
Well, thank you. Yeah, we met several times, I think. I know one time you was at Reverend Galloway's, and we met there.
All right, probably was doing a remote at Galloway. Yep, sure, we've done those many times, a few years back. But sure, Tall Paul. Why do they call it? Why do they call you Tall Paul?
Well, I go around 6 foot.
Yes,
but then my daughter met you up there at Reverend Galloway's, and y'all was getting ready to leave, and you gave me 3/4 of a pizza to take home, cheese pizza.
Okay.
Yeah, that was real nice of you.
Good.
You had yourself, you pulled 2 slices out and said, here, take the rest of it.
Okay. All right, I might have done that. I'm sure that's not the reason why you called, though, Tall Paul.
Oh, no, sir. I know you're from Connecticut and all, but I thought you would have been in Florida long enough you would have heard of Six-Gun Territory. I can't believe you never heard of that.
Look, I wasn't around in the days, like, say, 1960s and early 70s, when evidently this six-gun shootout place in Ocala was around. Don't you should know this? There are a lot of the small place, Alligator Land, Reptile World, and this place with the shoot-em-ups in Ocala.
Yeah, well,
but I hadn't heard of it.
That's why I'm. That's why I was calling in. I've been in the theme park business for pretty much my entire life.
Really?
You know, you remember where the Everglades Wonder Garden used to be?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, my daddy and our whole family, we run the attraction across the street there. Long.
That's great.
Long time ago.
That's great.
And we had the idea for Bunnyland. Because kids weren't allowed to, you know, you can't go over to the Everglades Wonder Garden and touch a bear.
No, I wouldn't recommend it, although a lot of things were lax back then, but I don't think you'd touch a bear or, you know, a big croc or something.
See, the kids would go over there, and Gentle Ben was big then. They'd want to go and touch them, and, well, they couldn't let them. And so we figured we'd open up, you know, a little petting zoo type place across the street called Bunnyland where ain't nothing going to bite them too hard.
Okay, and I guess that wasn't around too long, though, huh?
Well, it actually was around longer than you might think, because we ended up having a hell of a side business. But back then, there was something called the rabbit test.
Yeah, that used to be the old test where you'd find out if a woman was pregnant or not to see if the rabbit died. They'd
what people didn't know is rabbit always died because it was cheaper that way. See, but anyway, I was being raised up in the theme park business. When I got to be 17, me and a couple of my buddies, we went up to Ocala and we was able to rent a big old house up there on Fort Chang, and I went to work for Six Gun Territory.
That's great. That's great.
And I was one of the gunfighters, and I went by the name of Bart Farr.
And, Bart Farr.
Yep, and that's actually based on an actual train robber.
Okay.
Out in the Dakota territories, and
yes, sir.
You know, I'd be out there, and if I played the bad guy, and they'd have
that's great. That's great. Why do I want to hear this?
Well, he'd shoot me several times a day, and of course, the kids would have their fun and call me Bart Park, whatever. You know, I'm used to it.
Yeah.
Well, as things growed.
Growed.
You know.
How about grew? Sorry, Tall Paul. Bart Fart.
You can call me that all day. I mean, I've been called that so many times.
Yeah.
Then another place opened up down around Minnesota, my sister, my sister had just turned 16.
Yeah.
And they was trying to capitalize on, you know, Weeki Wachee and all that.
Yes, with the water ski girls and all that stuff.
And my sister ended up working there. They tried to trade off, like, on all the springs attraction. I was a boat captain on Silver Spring, too.
Good for you.
And they tried to open this place. They called it Hoochie Coochie Springs.
Hoochie Coochie Springs?
And they tried to do it with, you know, they had a big old fish tank. And they'd have the girls put on the split tail, you know?
mermaid tail.
It wasn't like the mermaid show of Weeki Wachee, because they could only have it come up to their knees, or what the hell are you paying for?
What?
Well, they tried to take that theme park sensibility into the adult entertainment, didn't they? And lo and behold, I got word there was trouble down there, and the biggest damn merman they ever saw come up. Old 6 foot of tall Paul showed up there and hauled Sissy out of there. That's my sister's name, Sissy.
Right, she was wearing a split tail.
Yeah.
What was the name of the place?
Hoochie Coochie Springs.
The first adult water spring park.
Yeah. It was run by that. What's that guy's name? Joe? I think Joe something. He's a guy that still runs Mom's Venus and all that, made $1 million off.
Yeah, he started Hoochie Coochie Springs.
Yeah, Hoochie Coochie Springs.
Okay, again, I never heard of that. I never heard of that, Tall Paul.
And then they had, like, Kitty Land across the street, so it would be something for the kids to do.
Right, Kitty Land.
Well, it wasn't really much. It was more like a playground where they had one of them things where you pretend like you're doing construction, but you're just shoveling up dirt, moving it around, you know what I mean? Hell, I've been everywhere. Yeah. I've wrestled gators. I've gone to Disneyland. I've worked for Universal. I was the very first Woody.
You were the first Woody at Universal.
Or was it Disney? Because one of them's Universal and MGM. I've worked.
Well, wait a second. You got the Universal, that's Woody Woodpecker, and then you got Disney, which is Woody the cartoon character from Toy Story.
The one from Toy Story.
All right, that's Woody.
And, yeah. See, it was a cowboy. I was the first one. I got the job because I had experience with Bart Farr.
Right. See? Bart Fart.
Come on now. First time was funny, okay?
Look, I'm just trying to figure out Tall Paul, six
footer.
I was the first one.
See, I like to get into it and play along with the kids.
What?
They ended up having to make a rule about me, because some of them kids is smart, Alex, and I'm used to that, being called names and all. And
yeah, Bart Fart.
First time I walked out there, with the big old head on, and, you know, I know how to walk like a cowboy. I went out there with Buzzy the Spaceman or whatever.
Buzz Lightyear. Well, you don't even know what you're talking about. You don't know.
When I was Woody from the Toy Story, one day, kid got the bright idea and said, "Hey, man."
That's what the kid said.
The kid.
Yeah.
Said, "Hey, man, Andy's coming." And I just crumpled to the ground because I knew, okay, I'd seen the movie. And that stupid woman in the space suit didn't do nothing.
Buzz Lightyear stayed still. Woody, the cowboy, was like a rag doll. He'd fall down. Woody,
So when they tell you Andy's coming, you're supposed to fall down like you're a toy. Okay?
Whatever. Whatever, Tall Paul. 6 footer. Whatever.
Because of my height and certain gifts, I was also
your height and certain gifts.
I was the first one to play Lyndon Baines Johnson in the Hall of Presidents. That's me.
Those weren't real people. Those were automatrons. You're lying. You're full of a lot of crap. You know what?
Hey,
I bet you didn't do anything. Rabbit World.
Hey,
you don't know what
you... When they put that together, they got to have a body model.
They modeled it after the president. They didn't have to model you.
What are they going to do? They going to dig up LBJ? No, they called Tall Paul.
No, Tall Paul. Lyndon Johnson was taller than 6 feet. 6 feet ain't that tall. I got a producer over here that's 6'7".
You listen to me, you son of a bitch.
Don't you cuss at me because you call this show and start lying.
I was both Chip and Dale before my 21st birthday.
How can you be both Chip and Dale? And they're little. They're only about 4 feet tall. Yeah, I got to get a little girl to go into one of those things.
I had to get on my knees.
You know what you are, Tall Paul? You're a liar.
You called me a liar.
I called you a liar. I don't think you've ever been in any kind of theme park. What?
You won't call me Bark Fart. I don't care.
You're a liar.
But you call me a liar, you son of a bitch.
Yeah, don't forget. You don't swear at me and go, son of a bitch.
I wrestled a gator. You ain't.
You never wrestled a gator in your life.
I grinned down a bear.
Right. What are you doing right now? Where are you right now, Tall Paul? In some kind of jungle, getting ready to wrestle a silverback or something? You're doing nothing. You're nothing but tall stories. You're like somebody that sits in a chair all day, talk about how your life was, not how it is. Rabbit World. Oh, rabbit test. You ever hear of the rabbit test? Yeah, well, you killed them all. Oh, you ever wrestle a gator? You ever go up? I was a six shooter there, Bart Fart. You don't know anything. I was Chip and Dale. You don't even know. You can't even get your story right as to what you were and what you did.
Yeah, well, I bet you don't know how to drive a stagecoach.
And I bet you don't know how to drive a stagecoach either.
Well, I've earned my rest, and yeah, I'm sitting out here in my chair, running my trailer.
Yeah,
but you know
what?
I got a $2,000 retractable sunsetter awning. Go right back and forth. Rain don't bother me none.
Southwest Florida, sure have a wonderful time. I feel as high as that Australian pine. Now I'm sweating my friggin' ass off in that Southwest Florida heat, but I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to turn your radio on, now listen to me. We got that powerful stuff that'll knock you off. Fort Myers, all the radios are on. All over Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Fort Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. Stand and hate it. Stand and hate it. Stand and hate it all afternoon. The best in local radio that there's ever been. Show is so damn good, it makes the Pope wanna sin. The fell out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws flies and a bit of a crowd. Stand and hit it. Stand and hit it. Stand and hit it. Stand and hit it all afternoon. We're like whiskey and liquor, hot paradise. Listen to us once, and you're gonna listen twice. Got up way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon, that's where we belong. Stand.
Now's just the right time to freshen up that portable radio of yours. Best way to do that, of course, is to have it checked by your radio man. He's a radio expert, and because your radio man knows from experience what's best for your portable, he'll recommend
Stan and Haney.
They're radio engineered for extra listening hours.
96 J-Rock.
It is. It's engineered for extra listening hours.
That's it. That's how it's designed. Hi, everybody. Stan and Haney. Friday. Oh, we made it to Friday. Isn't that great? Everybody had made it to Friday. A lot your last few hours of work, and then the weekend can start.
And Fridays, you know, it's a happy day. Yet, after the talk we had yesterday, you continue to fight me. You never, ever take me at my word the first time.
What do you mean?
Trying to convince you of things that are good for you.
And what's a thing that's good for me?
Well, we were talking, I don't want to spoil the surprise, but I was talking to you off the air about something that I'd like to do today.
Yes.
And you were like, hand-wringing. You didn't go, you know what? I trust you, Haney.
Well, I'd say 96.1% of the time, what you say is true and valid. It's the other, 3.9%.
So, you're spending 96.1% of your worrying capacity about something that only has a 4% chance of happening.
That's just not sound.
Doesn't fit. Well, we're now the day after Junior's birthday.
Oh, well, he came in today. Smiling like a big Cheshire cat, talking about how great the fish boil was last night.
I thought it was a sausage party.
No sausage.
No, there was actually no sausage. My mom didn't want any sausage.
I thought you demanded sausage on your birthday.
No, she didn't want the sausage. She was confused about the smoked sausage at the store. Which one do I get? It's like, forget the sausage.
And so she was paralyzed with choice and said nothing.
Exactly, yeah. So we got crab and shrimp for our boil.
Well, what kind of crab?
Snow crab.
I thought you wanted Alaskan king crab.
She got confused. It was more choices.
So you were disappointed?
No, I wasn't disappointed. I like snow crab, too.
It's a smaller
leg. But that's not
leg.
What you had in mind.
It is a smaller leg, but
it's not what
snow
you
crab.
Had in mind. It's not what you were picturing.
It's not what I had in mind, but it was still delicious.
It's a sweeter
delicious.
Taste,
It
too.
Is, yeah.
A sweeter taste.
Yeah.
Look at Stan stepping up.
There's a
what kind of shrimp did you have?
Just like golf shrimp.
Guff shrimp.
Just a boiled shrimp?
Just a boiled shrimp, but like
did
she, crap load of Old Bay.
So I was going to say.
Yeah,
so she
didn't use too much of that.
Oh, no. I used a ton. A ton of Old Bay and a ton of Cajun seasoning.
Wait a second. You used a ton?
Yeah, I cooked it.
I thought you said your mom was going to cook it.
I wanted to do it. I like cooking.
I don't know what's true and what's not.
I think on your birthday, you'd rather somebody
else
cook.
She bought the ingredients, but I like
to
cook.
But she wasn't willing to do it.
No, not really. So I did it.
She
wouldn't cook you dinner on your birthday.
It's fine.
I don't think so.
I was just happy with the ingredients. Crab's expensive, man. I was more than willing to cook it.
I won't mention the place.
What place?
But there's a place. I could have recommended it to you yesterday. My wife and I go there every once in a while and get their crab boil.
Okay.
And they prepare it for you. It comes out cooked in your own little steamer thing. You get a little bit of king crab, a little bit of snow crab, a little bit of blue crab, shrimp, little potatoes, corn on the cob, the sausage, all of it right there, and they bring it out to you. They actually have like a little cart that brings it out and puts it on the plate. They take the top off it, the steam comes out of it, and it's fantastic, and it's served in a restaurant atmosphere. All the cooking's done for you, and you probably could have had a good time doing that if your mom took you out to dinner for your birthday.
It was just nice doing it at home. Mm.
So was that your gift?
Yeah. Crab legs. Crab legs and shrimp. That was a great gift.
keep that in mind next time, because you and I know people. We can get them some crab legs still in the box, throw it to them.
We can get them some crab legs still on the crab.
Yep. Jeez.
So that was your gift?
Yeah.
As well as probably a card with some greenbacks in them. You got some cash, didn't you?
No, she gave me a gift card.
Okay.
Just like someone else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, did you verify that there's anything on it? Because Stan told me a trick that he likes to use.
Yeah.
No, I used it today.
What you do is get your gift cards. There's a tip for everybody. Because I told you when I was in Savannah, the bums coming up to you. I mean, every corner there's
a
bum.
You know, God bless your wife. She is a wonderful person. Let's just say, you know, when Stan's a 58-year-old man, when you think about his wife, you think about an old... No, she's very young.
So at any rate...
And she hasn't experienced a lot of aggressive street people. And so Stan had to school her as they walked the mean streets of Savannah.
Well, she gave a bum money. And
you really got upset, didn't you?
I wasn't happy about it, but she said, well, what we were in front of St. John's Catholic Church, and she said, if lightning's going to go and hit me for not giving money to a bum, it's going to be while I'm in front of a church.
And, of course, the bum was a veteran with a sob story.
Yep.
And how could she say no?
Right. They all found out they all had the same script.
And then she got to the next block.
Yep.
And I'm a veteran, yep, ma'am. Yep.
And I said, well, he just gave your friend a few bugs. He's no friend of mine. So here's the trick. You just had a birthday. You get a lot of these gift cards. They've got, you know, a 25, 50, whatever, 100 on them, whatever they might be. So you go out to eat. Say you get a gift card to a local bistro,
mm-hmm.
and the bill comes to, you know, if it's a $50 gift card, the bill's, you know, $49.99,
mm-hmm.
and you swipe it, and so you got a penny left on it.
You save that gift card.
You save that gift card. You keep it in your wallet. Then,
why?
Then the next one might be one of those Visa or MasterCards that have $50, $100, $150. Wait till there's just like 4 or 5 cents left.
Where you're right on the verge of saying it's not worth it and throwing it out.
Keep
you
it just, in your wallet.
You always keep it in your wallet.
So what you do, when we were up there, my wife is going through her purse before we're going out. She goes, I've got like 6 old gift cards. There's nothing on them. I said, ha-ha! Next time you come up to a bum... Oh, I'm a veteran. I need a... Well, you know what? You don't need cash and get robbed like that. Here's a gift card to such and such a restaurant. Enjoy yourself. Oh, thank you very much. Thank you. And then they go... They're happy for a minute until you're long gone and they find out there's just 2 cents left on it.
So you give bums cards with like 5 cents on it.
Oh, that's too much. It's got to be lower. 4, 3, 2, 1. 0.
So you're getting their hopes up, and then it just comes.
No, you're making them happy for a second.
Let me tell you something.
Because let me tell you, if you're a bum, and someone like Stan's wife approaches you and hands you a gift card, she is a vision to you.
Yep. Oh, thank you.
I don't think I could do that.
She couldn't. I said, give me the cards, and she wouldn't give them to me. I said, I'm going to go and do it. Because let me tell you something, Junior. That guy that came up to her in Savannah...
Makes more than you do.
Makes more money than you do.
Oh, I wouldn't doubt that for a second.
And 3 blocks over is his nice, car. His nice Lincoln. It's true. Oh, you're looking for $3 for a cup of soup? You don't need... Let me go and give you this gift card to the Eat Hut. Here you go. Oh, thank you. And then they wander off and you get rid of them.
Because isn't your theory that if they can get themselves together good enough to communicate with people, they're probably not in that bad of shape?
That's right.
Because if they really needed help, they'd be in a dark room somewhere passed out.
Because Haney went up. I still remember it well. I think we were in Key West. Haney went up and a bum came up to him the bum said to Haney, can I have $5 so I can just get a sandwich to eat? And Haney's smart. And he looked at the bum straight in the eye and he goes, I give you this $5. How do I know you're not going to take that $5 and go to the liquor store and get yourself a bottle of vodka? He looked Haney straight in the eye and he goes, oh, no, sir. I got drinking money. We'll be back.
Isn't it fun when there's somebody around that hasn't heard it all?
Yeah. Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
Fred and Barney, Siegfried and Roy, Ralph and Norton, Stan and Haney. You gotta be shitting me. You can't pay me enough to say this. Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, Friday edition of the Stan and Haney Show. Thank you so much for spending your day with us. Greatly appreciated. I have here from the... We're going to do the grab bag for you in just a second. I have here from the Absolute Law text line, because somebody texted before this guy did, that we evidently, because bums that have a scam going to make more money than Junior does, that we evidently were making fun of the homeless.
No, what we're talking about is that people who beg for a living in tourist areas.
Yep. Absolute Law text line. I was up in Maryland walking around the Inner Harbor. A bum came up to me and said he was stabbed 7 times and needed a few bucks so he could make it to the hospital. I told him he needed a Band-Aid to cover up his scabs he picked off. He walked away. I walked away. I'll give you a true story.
It's not to say that there are people out there that don't need help.
Yep.
But generally... the people that can get themselves together and presentable enough to go hang around a tourist area without being run off, they know exactly what they're doing.
It was probably about 5-6 years ago here at the gas station down the street on 41 here in Estero. I'm pumping gas, and a guy comes up to me at the gas pump. Says, I need to get back up to Tallahassee. I'm a former Marine. I need fuel. You got a few bucks? I paid with a card. I don't have any. I need fuel. I'm a former Marine. One of our police officer friends heard me tell that story on the air, and he said, a former Marine will never be stranded anywhere because of his brothers out there.
Now, you use the correct term, which is former Marine. I think this guy said he's an ex-Marine.
So, he said, our friend, the former Marine, said, here's my text number. If anybody ever uses that phrase with you again, that he's an ex or former Marine and needs to get somewhere, you tell him who I am. And that I will give you my number, and we'll get help to him. Flash forward about a month later, I'm in Orlando with my daughter. We're walking on the sidewalk on International Drive. Guy comes right up to us, a bum, looking for money right in the tourist area. Said, hey, man, you got to help me. I'm a former Marine. I got no money to get back up to Maryland, and I need a few bucks. I'm trying to... I said, oh, no problem. I said, I have a former Marine friend of mine. He's a police officer. He said, none of you should be left behind. Let me get a hold of my police officer friend, former Marine, and get you the help that you need to get you back up to Maryland. You mother, you son of a... And was calling my daughter every name in the book, was calling me, and he's running down the sidewalk as I have my cell phone out, cussing and screaming at me.
Well, you are so lucky you had your daughter with you, because she's able to verbally defend you.
Let's do the grab
you
bag.
You don't even know half those words.
Yep, I don't, and she did. Brought to you by the Pewter Mug North. US 41 North Naples. True story.
Yeah, it was like you were being rude.
Yeah.
What are you doing, man?
I need fuel!
Well, like our buddy who likes certain substances.
Yep.
And, oh, look, man, I'm here at the gas station, man. I need $5 just so I can get home, man. Oh, here you go, bud.
Yeah, every time. With so many people isolating, this is a fact. Sales for love dolls, sex dolls, way up. As a matter of fact, I went and did some research. The most popular one, the Love Doll 5000.
Introducing the latest in Love Doll technology.
Oh, baby, that was great.
The Talking Love Doll.
You are the best I've ever had. You're a stallion.
She sounds just like a real human.
Way to go, big boy.
Able to recreate the relationship you never had.
That was better than a root canal.
The Talking Love Doll 5000.
You're definitely in the top 50. Okay, you can leave now.
Now available with the mute feature.
What are you thinking about? We need to talk.
New from Ronchco.
This is not a joke. This guy's voice had to be disguised.
And there is no safe answer to that, by the way. What are you thinking?
No safe answer.
Nothing at all. I'm not thinking.
One guy who had his voice disguised says he's got five of love dolls. And hell, man, with this pandemic, it would have been a lot harder living without them. Again, they had to disguise his voice.
Right now, I have five lovely ladies. Now with the pandemic, living on your own, one of the biggest things is loneliness. Sometimes you just want a hand to hold. Dressing them, undressing them, and taking photos of them. It's quite amazing how much they can lift one's mood. Without the dolls, I don't think I would be able to get through the pandemic. I think I would get cranky and unhappy if I didn't have these dolls to keep me occupied.
You go now.
Yeah, that was real.
Consulate's closed. You go now. That really...
Yes. Sure.
If you've gone that far...
Yeah, if you've slipped. Well, we had that producer that stole the mouth, remember?
Well, I haven't seen him...
In a long, long time.
You ran into him.
Yeah. He suddenly had breasts and makeup. True. A brawl, Haney, erupted at the San Juan airport after a drunk woman refused to get off a flight. The pilot then had to cancel the flight, which led to another melee just minutes later.
This is Kansas City. We have a intoxicated woman in the back of the aircraft that is refusing to get off of the aircraft. If she doesn't get off the aircraft, we're all going to have to get off the aircraft. So, ma'am, if you want to get off this airplane, you can either do it on your own, or we're going to have the police take you off the airplane.
And that leads to this. It's all it takes. I saw that video, and I saw it, you know, as I'm scrolling through other stuff, and it catches you when you see the video of, you know, probably 150 people engaged in a fight.
Yeah.
And I go, oh, I got to figure out what that's about. Oh, that's all because of a drunk woman on a plane.
Yep. A Georgia man.
That right there from one drunk woman.
Yep. Boy, I'd like to catch this guy. A Georgia man caught a peeping Tom with a ladder trying to climb on his roof.
Is this the one? Was it his? They were stalking his daughter? Is this that one?
Yeah, he claimed he was searching for a lost cat. BS.
The daughter was staying downstairs in the living room one night, and she told me she saw someone outside in the backyard one night. At the time, I said, what are you doing on my roof? It feels like your heart stops. The sweat comes on underneath from your arms. And I just slowly walk out the door.
Officers on scene didn't believe him. They believed it, you know, it was unreasonable. that you wouldn't reach out to a fellow neighbor first before you get on the roof.
And this man that was on the roof, he's uninjured?
I didn't get into details about him. I tend to think not.
You know, we have been beaten down and silenced in so many ways. We let so many things go now that we never would have before. But I hope that that instinct never leaves, no matter what society does. When somebody's messing with your daughter, there are no rules.
No rules. Ice cream sales have jumped 26% since the lockdown began.
Right here. My fault.
Yeah, I'm going to play you something. One of the famous ice cream songs. I scream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. Was a term that dated back to the 1920s when a guy in Iowa created the first Eskimo pie.
Oh.
I know, but that's the name of them then. And called it an ice cream bar. He used the ice cream, you scream line in his ads, and it got famous.
Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream, rum, rum. Ice cream, soda water, ginger ale, pop, ice cream.
These are a couple of buddies. Two Wisconsin men, Thomas Cook and Joseph Feeney, made a handshake in 1992, a handshake agreement, that if either one of them won the lottery, they'd split it. Each of them bought tickets every week. They promise you, you win, we'll split it. Well, fast forward to this year, the dream came true. And more importantly, promises were kept. Thomas Cook won the $22 million, and he's giving his friend, Joseph, half of it.
It's quite an experience when I read them first two or three numbers, and I kind of froze and handed them to her, and she froze.
And I said, are you jerking my bobber? We said, whenever the big winner comes, we're going to split it. So we buy every week and, you know, and thinking it would happen.
That happened many years ago. It just kind of continued.
And almost 20, I think.
Handshake's a handshake, man.
$22 million. Here's another good... Here's a good...
You jerking my bobber.
Yep. Yeah. Here's another good one. Guy named Trevor Harwood out of Michigan looked at his phone and realized somebody he didn't know Venmo'd him $3,500.
Thanks.
It was a mistake. The guy that Venmo'd him the money asked for it back. I made a mistake, bro. Can I get the money back?
I was just out here golfing with my dad. I started not playing very well, so I kind of lost interest a little bit and checked out my phone. And it said, Isaac paid you $3,500. I thought, I really don't know this dude at all, you know?
Yeah, Isaac's expecting drugs.
He said, oh, yeah, that's me. He's like, oh, it's okay. Just push it, and pushed it. And there went the money. Please, you know, have a good heart.
I ended up messaging him back saying, you know, I'll send it back. But I'm pretty thirsty.
But you can definitely buy, you know, a couple cases of beer. I don't care. Just, you know, if we can get the majority of it back, I'm more than happy.
So that's what he did. He bought a case of beer and gave him the rest of the money back. We told you about it yesterday. Mike Tyson announced that he'll fight Roy Jones Jr. in an exhibition match. The fight will be in September in Carson, California. Here's a little...
You know, the big deal to me is if people want to pay money for that, fine. I just pray to God that nobody gets hurt.
Yep.
We're not born to be humble. We're born to be humble. Anybody know it?
Boxing's a brutal sport. He dominated. Dominated. Very risky, yes. But what you gonna do? It's like David and Goliath. He's a giant, and I'm little old David who only has God on my side.
Right.
Which is only all I need.
You better get on top of your game. You wanna get embarrassed in front of these people? You watch what I'm gonna do.
I agree with Haney. If Tyson doesn't get him in the first couple of rounds, then it's Roy Jones Jr. Roy Jones Jr. from Florida. I don't know if the law has changed. You know, cockfighting in Florida is illegal, but it wasn't illegal to raise chickens or roosters for cockfighting. Roy Jones Jr. had a champion cockfighting farm, and he would ship them off because it was legal to do that. Also, he's been in this town. He was playing for the basketball team. Remember when we had the developmental league basketball? Mm-hmm. He was on an opposing team, and while he had a fight one night, and the next night he was playing basketball, like here in Southwest Florida. Pretty good athlete.
As a boxing historian.
Yes.
Do you think Tyson's career would have gone longer if he had had to learn how to fight a longer fight? Because his first couple of big fights were over in like 30 seconds.
No, he had gone several rounds. There were a few times where he went 10 rounds. The problem with Mike...
Because I'll never forget that Buster Douglas fight, and I'm watching that, and Tyson was just expecting the guy's going to go down right away, and he didn't.
Tyson retired at the time he should have retired. He was a little mixed up in the head. He didn't have his trainers that he came up with. And once he lost to Buster Douglas, and of course he did time in prison, that takes a little bit of your prime away. But it was discovered that once he could be hit, that you could break him. You know, the biggest bully on the street is knocking kids out all over the place, but until the little kid goes and clocks you on the jaw.
Because when he went into that fight, he had no doubt in his mind, this tomato can's going down in 30 seconds.
He should have.
And it didn't happen.
Once his opponents knew that you can rattle him by hitting him, if you hit him...
You know, people that weren't around for that, professional boxers, as a group of men, don't generally get scared.
No.
In Tyson's day...
They were already knocked out while the referee was giving instructions.
Because they're looking across the ring at Mike Tyson.
Yes. Going,
guy's going to kill me.
We're going to take a break.
I don't mean he's going to knock me out. I'm afraid he might murder me right now.
You've got a song for us when we come back?
Yes, I do.
And we'll have the local beat for you as well. We're Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
If you had a friend who was a king, what kind of a gift would you give him? Well, there are many people of prominence who have been thrilled to receive this.
Stan and Haney.
The world's most exciting radio.
96.
The quality goes in before the name goes on.
K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. In about 25 minutes or so, we'll give you a chance to win. We'll have two lucky Stan and Haney listeners go head-to-head. But right now, and in just a few minutes, we'll have the local beat for you. But Haney has a song that he wants to play for us on the show today. And I was in 100% agreement with him. I said, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. That was only after I said, look, I'm not doing to you what Junior did.
Yeah. You know, hit you with a downbeat, mid-tempo.
No. It's, you got to have a reason.
Right.
Now, it's understandable if you believe that Stan and I have been here forever.
Pretty close.
But there was, Southwest Florida existed before Stan and I got here.
Yeah.
And all I will say about this song, because it's very self-explanatory, is that as far as I can figure, this was recorded around 1980.
Okay.
And I stumbled across it, and it is Southwest Florida.
Record.
I came to the great state of Florida from the Midwest, and I saw the first one when I hit the Florida state line. It was a sign that said Fort Myers, Florida, 333 miles. The Shell factory. Just 2 days ago, I left Miami. I was headed west to the Gulf of Mexico.
Yeah.
'Cause I owed a man some bread and hialeah. 'Cause the horses and the dogs I bet on ran too slow. So there's only one road to take me where I'm going, and that's Highway 41, the Tamiami Trail. The Shell factory billboard sign told me how much further that I'm getting from that Hialeah City Jail. See, I've always been a gambler and a drifter, and I love that good time life and just being free. And if I can make across the Caloosahatchee River, I know they'll never have a chance to lay their hands on me. So there's only one road to take me where I'm going, and that's Highway 41, the Tamiami Trail. Another Shell factory billboard sign told me how much further that I'm a-getting from that Hialeah City Jail. Now I'm walking across the Caloosahatchee Drawbridge, when I hear that siren and I see those flashing lights, and now I'm sitting in the back of a Lee County Sheriff's car. Thank you, Frank. And that deputy man's telling me where I'm gonna spend the night. So there's only one road to take me back where I'm going, and that's dear old Highway 41, the Tamiami Trail. I looked out the back window of that sheriff's car. Another Shell factory billboard sign told me how much closer that I'm getting to that Hialeah City Jail. Oh, I sure wish I could make it across that bridge into North Fort Myers, 'cause I'd like to see that Shell factory. And not only that, if I could make it over to Cape Coral, they never would have found me over there, 'cause all you have to do is get between two of those canals and you just can't get there from here. I'll tell you what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna bust out this Hialeah jail. I'm gonna go right back to Fort Myers, 'cause I've been all over this state and I just don't think you can beat Southwest Florida. How do you feel about that? Besides that, there's a few places around here I'd like to visit. For example, I'd like to go to Immokalee, but I'm afraid to. And I'd like to go to LaBelle, but I don't like swamp cabbage. And I'd like to go to Cape Coral, but they've probably got a city ordinance against it. And I'd like to go to Sanibel, but you see, I don't have $3 to get across the bridge. And I'd like to go to Bonita, but I'm sure I'd just go to the dogs.
And another place I'd like to go is Lehigh Acres. But I'm afraid I'd feel out of place over there because I don't have a three-wheel bicycle to ride around. So I guess I'll stay right here in beautiful downtown Buckingham with all the horses, cows, and beautiful women, all three of them. And I'd like to leave you with these few parting words. Look out, Southwest Florida. Here come the snowbirds.
There you go. The Shell Factory Billboard Blues by Gary Link.
Gary, you just struck a nerve with a lot of people out there because they remember the song. They haven't heard it. And texts coming in like, man, this Gary Link evidently was a regular at the Hut and would play there. Had an album, I guess, with a deputy arresting him on the cover.
Yeah, in the parking lot of the Shell Factory.
Yeah, you hit some nerves with that one. That was great. Was it 1980?
Yeah, that's all. I don't know much about it, but that's the one thing I saw.
That one, that's a keeper. We may need to play that from time to time.
Now,
when
I first approached you, Stan, and said, I have a song I'd like to play.
Mm-hmm.
It's about 5 minutes long.
Yeah.
What was your honest response?
It was no, because the last time I let you play a five-minute song nonstop were five lead guitar players playing the same riff over and over again, and it went for 5 minutes. And I don't remember what the song was, but it was like, my God, okay, I get there was the same riff. But that, right there, and you know what? I've seen that album somewhere. It might have been at like a flea market or something. I've seen that album.
Look at that old school deputy's car.
Yep.
Even gave a shout out to Frank Wanica there.
Yep. Nice job. Yeah, save that one.
I don't know anything about it. I just saw that picture.
I have seen that picture before.
And I thought, what the
Love
hell
it.
Is that?
Love it. Good job, Haney. Let's do the local beat.
So, once again,
what?
You fight me and fight me.
That one was fine.
Always
I enjoyed
fighting
that.
Me.
Enjoyed that a lot.
You never trust me.
I trust you. It's just that one was that. There was a major payoff with that.
Rare win.
Yeah. Chop that one up on the board for Haney. That was a win right there. That was a big win. Nobody wins in this story. Dateline Punta Gorda. This was the one I had this set up for yesterday. Didn't get a chance to do it, so I'll do it now because it's a real beauty. Headline. Woman stabs two in Punta Gorda, tries to hold family captive inside their home. Do you have the mugshot, Junior? What?
I'll find it.
Thank you. Mugshots, especially when I'm doing this for Haney, and then the listeners can check our Facebook when we're done and see what we were talking about. Dateline Punta Gorda. A woman was arrested after she allegedly stabbed two people and tried to hold the family captive inside their home. This happened on Wednesday. Charlotte County deputies were called to the Hampton Point Apartments on Luther Road in Punta Gorda in reference to an altercation. Before deputies got there, Sonoro Diamond Keller, 33, was getting her belongings together to move out of the home she was living in. While she was doing so, the homeowner returned home, expecting Keller to already be gone. The homeowner had asked her family members to help remove Keller's remaining belongings from the home. Get her out! According to deputies, while they were trying to remove a TV, Keller became enraged.
And we really don't have a mugshot?
We do.
I just found it.
Keller allegedly grabbed multiple knives. There you go.
Oh. She'll cut you.
Yeah, bad. Don't mess with her. Keller allegedly grabbed multiple knives and started swinging them towards the victims. One of the victims was stabbed three times.
Now, wait a second. So there's the homeowner
yes.
who wants her to move out of the house.
Yes.
Her family is there to help her.
Yes, make sure she gets all the stuff out. I want you gone by the time I get home.
But she's swinging knives at everybody.
Yeah, she because she became enraged. Where am I? Here?
So is she swinging knives at the people trying to help her?
Yeah, kind of. Well, I don't think it was a friendly let me help you. Get her GD stuff out.
Yeah, but that's the homeowner who had stayed yes. away for the most part.
Until she came back, and then things weren't pleasant. While she was getting her stuff out, the homeowner returned, expecting Keller to already be gone. The homeowner had asked her family members to help remove Keller's remaining belongings from the home. It was while they were trying to remove a TV, Keller became enraged. Keller allegedly grabbed multiple knives and started swinging them towards the victims. One of the victims was stabbed three times in the left arm, and the homeowner, who tried to intervene, was also injured from Keller swinging that knife. According to the sheriff's office, the victims, children, and witnesses were trying to leave the home when Keller followed them and forcibly picked up the homeowner and carried her back inside the apartment.
Damn.
Deputy said one witness was able to escape with the homeowner's children to safety. Shortly after, Keller allegedly came back outside with another knife while the homeowner then ran from the apartment and placed herself in front of another victim to prevent further injury. Once this was all going down, Keller fled the scene. After deputies got to the apartments, one of Keller's family members approached them and was able to contact Keller, getting her to agree to meet with deputies. Keller was arrested on two counts of aggravated battery, one count of false imprisonment of an adult or child under the age of 13. She'd hurt you. Bad.
What the hell is that?
I don't know. I don't know.
Do people not know that you don't act that way?
I don't know. I don't live in that world. I really don't. We had someone always tell us, and it's the truth. You may be walking down the sidewalk, everything fine, the homes, the stores, and all. But for every little corner of society, there's an underbelly. Of just stuff that's not good. I don't live in that underbelly. Thank God. We'll be back. Chance to win. When we come back, we'll play Stan's True or False. You pick the category. I got two categories. One person will get a category. The other person will get the other category. Just to tell you, let you know what they are. One... Right now, we should be experiencing the 2020 Olympics. Not happening. Supposedly next year, maybe.
Odd, I didn't even miss it.
Nope. One category on the Olympics, the other category on Star Trek. You pick it. One who gets the most right in their own category will be the winner. Then a consolation prize for somebody else. We're Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
Hey, Southwest Florida, you've stuck with us through thick and thin.
Feast and famine.
War and peace and everything in between. Don't think for a minute we don't appreciate it. No matter how we may come across, we love this damn job. Stan and Haney. 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Friday afternoon. Last day of the week, the weekend approaching. You're about 30 minutes away from your first look at traffic, news headlines with Mark Haney, 4 o'clock fluffer, your emails. But right now we're going to give you a chance to win. Junior, I would like you to release the phones and get me 2 random Stan and Haney listeners to go head-to-head in a game of true or false. 277-9600 up for grabs. We've got signed Stan and Haney T-shirts, $50 to Mango Rita on Fort Myers Beach, $50 to the pewter mug, telescoping back scratchers. How about a haircut from Twin Cuts? You win, and you're going to have your choice of one of those prizes. We'll have a consolation prize for the loser, but it is your own category.
Think about it. Consolation prize.
Yeah,
please
consolation.
Don't cry.
Yes, we have some parting gifts for you.
Here, let us console you.
Yep, with a consolation parting gift prize. These are a multiple choice, not multiple choice, true or false. Let's see who our first contestant is on the phone. Ahoy, who's this?
Sebastian.
Sebastian?
Yep.
How are you, Sebastian? Welcome to the show. Happy Friday.
How you doing, guys?
Okay, and let me get your opponent. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Jake.
Jake. Jake, say hi to Sebastian.
How you doing, Sebastian?
How you doing, buddy?
All right. Now, Sebastian, since you were the first one that we got on the line, I'll give you the choice, and then Jake will take the other category. Do you want, Sebastian, do you want the Olympics, or do you want Star Trek?
Definitely Star Trek.
All right, Sebastian gets Star Trek. Star Trek. And Jake, you're going to do the Olympics, okay?
Sounds good.
All right. And we're going to alternate back and forth. It's true or false on the questions. Haney, a little music as we play Stan's True or False. Yeah. All right. I like that. All right. We're gonna start with you, Sebastian, in the category of Star Trek. Just true or false. Star Trek Beyond, which came out in 2016, is the 13th Star Trek movie. True or false, Sebastian?
I want to say true.
All right, so you say true on that. We'll give you the answers when we finish. Jake, you have the category of the Olympics, which should be going on right now, but because of the COVID. Jake, the first ceremony where an Olympic torch was used for the opening ceremonies was first presided over by Adolf Hitler. The ceremony where the torch first appeared was presided over by Adolf Hitler. True or false?
False.
All right. Jake says false. Back to you, Sebastian, in the category of Star Trek. Zachary Quinto, who plays Spock in the new Star Trek movies, was so bad at the Vulcan salute that when he started playing Spock, they had to glue his fingers together. True or false?
Gonna go with true.
You're going to go with true on that one. Jake, the category Olympics, true or false? At the very first Olympics recorded in 776 BC, all the athletes wore the same thing, no matter which part of Greece they came from. It was a simple white toga. At the first Olympics in 776 BC, all the athletes wore the same thing. No matter what part of Greece they came from, it was a simple white toga. True or false?
True.
You said true. Back to Sebastian in Star Trek. Sebastian, no actor has ever played themselves in any of the movies or TV shows. No actor or who was in an acting role ever played themselves in any of the movies or TV show. Is that true or false?
I'm going to go false.
Okay. Jake, Olympics. At the first modern Olympics in 1896, they gave silver medals for the winners, and second place got bronze. True or false?
True.
All right, you say that's true. Sebastian, number four in the category of Star Trek. The great Leonard Nimoy only made one public appearance as Spock. True or false?
True.
Okay. Olympics, Jake. At the 2008 Beijing Games, American beach volleyball player Misty May Traynor persuaded President George W. Bush to smack her ass the way teammates do after a point. True or false?
True.
So you say that's true. Okay. Last question for you, Sebastian, in Star Trek. True or false? William Shatner claims he never watched the original TV show. William Shatner claims he never watched the original TV show. True or false?
Pretty sure that's true.
All right. Last one for you now, Jake, in the Olympics. Motorboating. Well, not Junior, stop smirking. It's not that kind of motorboating.
No, he's very specialized.
Yeah. We're talking about the actual boat and a motor. Motorboating and dueling pistols they used to be Olympic sports. Motorboating and dueling pistols used to be Olympic sports. True or false?
Are those separate sports?
They're separate sports. Those are two events. Okay. Motorboating and dueling pistols used to be Olympic sports. True or false?
I have no idea, but I'm going to go with false.
All right. Let's start with you, Jake. We'll let Sebastian hold on for a second before we check his answers. Let's check Jake here.
And Jake is the Olympics,
right? Olympics. That is correct. Let's see how well Jake did on his true or false Olympic questions. Question one, I asked the ceremony where the torch first appeared was presided over by Adolf Hitler. You said false. That is true. The opening ceremony and the Olympic flame first appeared at the 1936 Games in Berlin, presided over by Adolf Hitler. It was the last Olympics for 12 years because of World War II. That's one wrong. No right yet. Your second question. At the first Olympics in 776 BC, all athletes wore the same thing, no matter which part of Greece they came from. A simple white toga. You said that's true. Well, it's false. All performed nude.
That was the rules.
And the word gymnasium comes from the Greek root gymnos, meaning naked. So gymnasium means school for naked exercise. That's true. So you got that one wrong. So no right yet. Jake, number three. At the first modern Olympics in 1896, they gave silver medals to the winners, and second place got bronze. You said that was true. It is true. Gold replaced silver in 1904, and it's still better than the ancient Olympians. The winner got an olive branch for their head. The second and third places got nothing. So you got one there. At the number four, at the 2008 Beijing Olympics, American beach volleyballer Misty May Traynor persuaded George W. Bush to smack her on the ass the way the teammates do after the point. You said, well, that's true. But it isn't. It's false. It's wrong.
It should be.
She asked and he played along, but instead of actually smacking her on the ass, he told her to turn around and swatted her lower back with the back of his hand. Just one right so far.
Oh, I thought he turned around and grabbed her by the...
Yeah. Last one. Last one. See if you get at least two right, and then we'll check Sebastian here. Number five. Motorboating and dueling pistols used to be Olympic sports. You said false. It's true. Motorboating and the duel was actually at the Olympics. In the duel part of things, they used a target.
What about rubber baby bumpers?
Try that, yeah. So, Jake, one right.
So, did awesome.
Yeah, one right.
How many total were there, Stan?
Five total, one right. Let's go to Sebastian, Star Trek. Now, Sebastian, you need a one right answer to tie. Two answers will win you the game.
All right.
I asked you that Star Trek Beyond was the 13th Star Trek movie, true or false? You said true. You are correct. There were six movies with the original cast, four with the Next Generation, and Star Trek Beyond was the third one with the current cast. So you already tied. You already tied, Jake. Number two, Zachary Quinto was so bad at the Vulcan salute when he started playing Spock, they had to glue his fingers together. You said that's true. You're right. It is true. He could only do it if he positioned his fingers like that beforehand. In other words, moving his hand and holding it there so they had to glue his fingers.
What a poser.
Yeah. Number three, no actor has ever played themselves in any of the movies or TV shows. You said that that was true. It's false. Stephen Hawking was in an episode of Star Trek The Next Generation where someone played poker with a hologram version of him, Albert Einstein, and Isaac Newton.
Oh.
Number four. Leonard Nimoy only made one public appearance as Spock. You said that's true. It is true. He dressed up for a parade in Oregon in 1967 and people mobbed him, so he never did it again. So you're doing well. You've only missed one. Number five. Bill Shatner claims he never watched the original TV show. You said that's true. That's correct. It is true. He did an interview in 2008, and he said he never watched the show because he hates watching himself. He also claimed he had never seen any of the movies, even though he directed Star Trek V, The Final Frontier. So, there you go. You only missed one, Sebastian. Four right. One wrong, and Jake, one right, four wrong. So, Jake, you know what? I'm going to send you over to Junior, and he's going to give you what I think is a nice consolation prize, and that is a telescoping back scratcher. So hold on, and thank you for playing. And Sebastian, are you there?
Yeah. Yep, still here.
Your choice. Would you like a Stan and Haney signed T-shirt? Would you like $50 to Mangorita, the pewter mug, or a haircut at Twin Cuts?
Let me do the 50 to Mangorita.
You're going to love it. Hold the line, buddy. Nice job.
Thank you.
Hold on. See, everybody leaves happy. I didn't keep Jake on long enough with the back scratch.
No, you don't allow him to express that.
He gets a consolation prize. He does not walk away empty-handed.
Lovely parting gift.
Yes. I'll tell you, that's Sebastian knew the Star Trek stuff. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, your first look at traffic, news headlines, 4 o'clock fluffer, emails. We're Stan and Haney.
All women are crazy, except you, darling. That's right, just you. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you for joining us this afternoon. Greatly appreciated. Thank you for spending this week with us. We're going to get you updated on traffic for your drive home. Your first look, news headlines with Mark Haney, 4 o'clock fluffer, your emails. But beforehand, I got a little, and I have the radio edit. I mean, it's not that long, but I listened to it, and it's really cool. I saw it yesterday.
I don't think we have time for it, Stan,
yeah.
Honestly. Your track record.
Yeah, is atrocious. Dave Mason.
Oh, the Dave Mason?
Remember, he was in traffic. And
there ain't no good guys. There ain't no bad guys. That Dave Mason?
Dave Mason from Traffic. Feeling all right.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That was a 1971 hit for Traffic with Dave Mason.
When was it a hit for Joe Cocker? Same year?
Probably a couple of years later. Dave Mason re-recorded his classic with an all-star band. It just came out. He's got performing with him from the Doobie Brothers, Brother Tom, Pat Simmons, and John McPhee, Mick Fleetwood playing drums. He shares lead vocals with Sammy Hagar in the second verse, Michael McDonald in the third verse, and Dave plays lead guitar, Michael McDonald plays the piano, and they just re-released it with the All-Star Band.
Why can't Michael McDonald leave Brother Tom alone?
He haunts him.
Seems I've got to have a change of scene. Every night, have the strangest dream. Prison by the way it might have been. Left here on my own is so well. I've got to leave before I start to scream. Someone locked the door and took the key.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. Hey, hey. And I feel that you're good myself. Uh-huh. Baby, I'm feeling all right right now. Hey. And I feel that you're good myself. Hey. Oh, yeah.
Boy, you sure took me for one big ride. And every now and then I wonder why.
Scream! Somebody just screams for no reason.
That's Sammy.
There we go.
That's Dave Mason.
Haunts him. For it's a time.
There you go. Let's get you updated on traffic for your drive home.
On what?
Traffic for your drive home.
Traffic.
Traffic. Bike, that was traffic. See that? Couple of things on the board. Bolton, Fort Myers. Crash, College Parkway and South Cleveland Avenue. The other one being a disabled vehicle, Fort Myers, Daniels Parkway and Plantation Road. And you are up to date. Coming up in less than 1 hour, it'll be the newscast of record with Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney. He is the news. What can you expect? Here he is right now. He's got today's headlines for you. That'll give you some hint.
Coming up in less than an hour on the news, sources say the New York Times is about to blow the lid off the whole UFO cover-up, including retrieved crashed vehicles.
What paper?
The New York Times. Mm. Mm. Yeah, I know.
It's a gray old lady, huh?
We'll have some things for you you didn't know.
Thank you.
And if we've learned nothing else after years of doing this show, is that you never know what will set people off.
You don't.
Things you would think people would have a strong opinion on, they don't care about. Other things that seem innocuous, they will go to the wall. And it's something that you talked about recently.
Okay.
Didn't you have a s'more not too long ago?
Yes, I most certainly did. They're delicious. You know why they call it, Junior, you know why they call them s'mores, don't you?
Because he wants some more.
Yeah, that's it. Because you want s'more.
Well, I don't know why they're playing with fire like this, but they did a survey. Yeah. And asked Americans how to make the perfect s'more.
There's just three basic ingredients.
What did I just say?
Okay.
There may be three basic ingredients, Dan, but you think people won't fight over it?
In less than an hour.
Another survey. The top things we hate about our boss.
I hate nothing about my boss.
Yeah.
Not a thing. I can't think of anything.
I imagine Junior might have a few.
Yeah.
I love my boss. He's amazing.
This won't apply to you, Junior, because you've been permanently banned from Tinder.
Yeah, it's true. But by the way, you just hear Haney blurt that out. It's true. It's based on fact. He got banned from Tinder.
Yep, it's a fact.
Well,
that's sick.
Word on the street has it Tinder might let you jump to the top of everyone's feed if you grease the wheels a little bit.
Sure.
Throw them a couple of bucks, yeah. And all of a sudden, yeah. You're the man. You're the pullout king. A man seriously injures a woman while pretending to be a Viking. Leave it to the professional,
yep.
Please.
Haney knows everything about Vikings.
Yep. And finally, Dateline Deltona, Florida.
We've driven through. That and Ortona.
But they're vastly different places.
Vastly different.
Yeah. But this one's Deltona. A man offers a hooker $5 for sex. What do you suppose happened to him?
Nothing good.
He was beaten unconscious.
Yeah.
These stories and much, much more unfortunate nonsense coming your way in less than an hour on the news.
Mark, thank you. Can we a little bit of laughter always helps. 4 o'clock fluffer. Mark,
Stan,
everyone,
honey, I'm home.
Hi,
ladies.
Well, you know, you got the pandemic going on, and what a time for Junior to be permanently banned from Tinder.
Yep.
With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
tips for spicing up your love life during the pandemic.
Top tips for spicing up your love life during the pandemic.
Have sex with someone you barely know. Your wife. Tell your gal she's a COVID-19 and you're a COVID-50, and together you should make a COVID-69.
Oh, I'm wet.
Draw a sexy pout on the outside of your face mask.
Sex machine, get up off of that thing. I feel good. Jam!
Declare your crotch a wet market and demand your partner thoroughly inspect it. Request the CDC designate your pants a hot spot.
Hit me! Did you see Fauci?
What's he done now?
Throwing out the first pitch. You didn't see that?
No.
Junior, I just want him to see it. We're not going to make a whole lot of go Dr. Fauci throwing out first pitch. Made a big whole thing about it. He came out there. He had a Washington Nationals jersey on, the cap. Gets that, the catcher waiting right there at home plate for Dr. Fauci to throw out the first pitch.
You want the video?
Did he do it
safely?
He did until he got up into the stands. People took pictures of him with his mask off. And people next to him without it.
Let's not have the ad.
Okay, yeah, can we skip the ad?
See where it says skip ad? There we go.
All right, there he comes. There's Fauci. They give him a nice new...
Now we can have audio.
Okay.
And now one of the more well-known Washington National fans, Dr. Anthony Fauci, to throw out the first pitch.
Boy, that place is packed.
There's nobody there for it. Watch. Now watch.
What the...
Dr. Anthony Fauci.
That is the first time that man has touched a baseball in his life.
You know, if I said he threw like a girl, that would insult women. At least they can get it. It was nowhere near.
Oh, my God.
That was the big thing, because there was a lot of talk. First game back, new Yankee game, Dr. Fauci, and he couldn't even get it anywhere near the catcher. Anytime you want to see it, I think Junior needs to have that at the ready.
That just stopped me cold.
It's horrific. I think it went towards the first base dugout.
Why would he agree to do that?
I don't know. And you practice that. That's not like going out there cold. They'll take Fauci over and play a game of catch with him.
Well, I didn't do that.
You did not, and you threw a beautiful pitch.
See, what I did is I went for it all. I didn't want to just, you know, get it to the catcher. I wanted to have a little heat on it and make that glove snap.
Yeah, a little pop.
And I put a little too much on it and a little too much downward, and it ended up being a slight one-hopper. I almost made it.
You shouldn't say that. Because people, there's no video of that that exists.
Oh, yeah, there is.
No, there's great pictures. There's wonderful pictures where you look spectacular.
It was a good throw. If I'd had a second chance, I could have snapped that glove.
Yeah. And you threw from the rubber.
I insisted.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't.
I'll tell you one.
Because it wasn't the first time I ever held a baseball in my hand,
Fauci. And the thing is, had that you thrown that pitch in a game with one of those sinkers like that that hit the plate, would have gotten somebody out. They would have swung at that. Looked too tempting.
Yeah, you serve it right up.
And then the thing sinks.
Yep.
He's swinging at air. Fauci, man. I think
that's pathetic.
The manager in the dugout had to get the ball.
Why would he agree to do that?
No.
What did he think would happen?
I don't know.
Oh, and finally, the very top tip for spicing up your love life during the pandemic.
Yes.
Tell your wife to unzip your fly to conduct a stimulus check. And that, my friend, is a 4 o'clock.
Albert, I struck the building.
My God.
That's it, baby.
That was horrible.
I thought you would have seen that.
I don't even think I'd boo that. I'd be silent.
No, there was from those there. So what you'll see from baseball 2020, we get a real good
this
feel
is
for
horrific.
Tonight. And now one of the
this is a
more
travesty.
Watch
Washington National fans, Dr. Anthony Fauci, to throw out the first pitch.
He's not even at the rubber. He was barely on the mound.
Ta-da! Jeez. I know.
What do you even say to that?
Thought for sure you would have seen that. You can't say anything.
I don't expect Dr. Fauci to go up there and throw a major league fastball.
Of course not.
What I do expect is just the slightest bit of effing effort.
Yep.
If you don't have respect for others, at least have some respect for yourself.
I'll tell you right now, it was nothing like the pitch President Bush did with a bulletproof vest on at the 2001 World Series, where he, from the rubber, just right in the mitt, President of the United States threw it perfect. Dr. Fauci, I think they're still looking for that ball.
Well, it's not hard to find. It was about 3-4 feet away from him.
Well, it fell down between the seats.
Oh, it just rolled. And now, Dr. Anthony Fauci. Fauci.
The mound is yours. Let me get this ball.
Fauci! I'm Fauci!
My God! Don't agree to do that! If anybody asks you to throw the first pitch, and you've never held a baseball in your life,
don't do it.
Don't do it?
Don't do it. There's mechanics involved.
Because you know what?
What?
Up until that moment, he's thinking, I'm Dr. Anthony Fauci. I may be the most powerful man in the United States right now. I have several degrees. I can certainly throw a ball. How hard could it be? And then...
By the way, Trump's throwing out the first pitch for the Yankee home opener.
And how many years has Trump given away here?
To Fauci?
At least a decade.
It's got to be at least. How old is Fauci Jr. and how old is Trump?
Trump would never do that.
What, do that? No. He's practicing right now. Did you see him? You didn't. Just before Fauci threw out the pitch on the White House lawn, he's having a game of catch on the White House lawn with a bunch of little leaguers and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Mariano Rivera. Him and Trump throwing the ball around.
That's what I'll do next time.
Yeah.
If I'm asked to throw out the first pitch again, I'm going to find a former major leaguer to throw it on my behalf.
How old?
Anthony Fauci is 79 years old. Donald Trump is 74 years old.
Oh, really?
Really?
Yep.
Fauci seems like he's much younger.
Yeah, because he's healthy and he must have a good doctor.
And access to drugs we've never heard of. Wonder if he's ever OD'd on adrenochrome, the sick bastard.
Yeah. Sicko. We asked the question of the week yesterday, who is the oldest person you've ever known and what did you learn from them? Robert writes, Stan and Haney, he wasn't that old. It was on the Space Coast. He was 12. I learned everything from him. He knew it all. His name was Mark something.
Only legends remain. Nobody's really sure where he went.
No. Ladies and gentlemen, The Guardian.
Jesus.
Gentlemen, guys, I have a question that maybe you can answer for me. If these punks from Antifa are identified as terrorists, why have there been no action taken against them? It seems to me it would be fairly easy to put an end to their involvement in protesting. They certainly are easy to identify. Just look for the a-holes wearing black helmets and other telltale signs. Maybe I'm alone in my opinion, but they need to be stopped now. In response to your question of the week, it would have to be my mom, who just passed away at the age of 91. She taught me to be compassionate and how important family is. Just a great mom and overall great person. You guys are the best. Signed, The Guardian.
He's done it again!
You know, talking about Portland?
Yeah.
Put that in perspective for you. Sure, a lot of people enjoyed that movie, 300, about the Spartans.
Yeah.
Where it was 300 Spartans against how many Persians was it, Stan?
A million.
Well, they're close in Portland. Around the federal courthouse there, you have 100 federal agents. Last night, it was them against 2,000.
Yeah, I know. Oh, by the way, Stan, back in 1998, Donald Trump threw a football through one of those cans with a hole in it. He nailed it. Tell Junior to find that clip. We'll
be back. Sure there's no video of me throwing that
pitch?
I don't
think there's video.
So I can say I did it.
Yeah, because there's a
plenty
plenty of pictures, and it looks effing great.
I thought there was video.
No, you don't know.
I got to make sure there's not now.
Stan and Haney.
Because then I'll start bragging.
Yes! 96 K-Rock.
What you're going to hear today is nothing short of a miracle. It's dramatically new. Made possible only through years of research, invention, and innovation.
Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, Friday afternoon. Thank you so much for joining us. Greatly appreciate it. We're going to get you updated on traffic. And if we're here in Estero, and the lightning and the rain all around us. So if you're out there, be careful. I will update you on traffic. And then I'm going to tell you how you can personally own a digital download of the movie Caddyshack, 40th anniversary. I'll give you the details in just a second. Let's get you updated. Again, a lot of rain in the area. Please be careful. One thing on the board right now, I think in a half hour we'll have more. Fort Myers, hit and run. It's at the 4800 block of Neal Road. And you are up to date for now. Another traffic update in about 30 minutes. 96K Rock celebrating the 40th anniversary of Caddyshack. What an all-time classic. Chevy Chase in that movie, Rodney Dangerfield, Bill Murray, of course, the Gopher. That's celebrating, hard to believe, 40th anniversary this month. How would you like to own a digital movie? All the Blu-ray quality right now. Go to 96krock.com or on the K-Rock mobile app and register to win a digital download of the movie Caddyshack. Yep, 40th anniversary. I remember when it was in the theaters. And Rodney Dangerfield was extremely popular then. He was great. Ahoy!
Hey, guys.
Is this Billy?
Yeah.
Hey, Billy, how are you, buddy?
I'm okay. How about you guys?
Billy, yeah.
You doing good?
We're doing good. Any word about when you're going to be going back to school?
I don't want to talk about that because my mom thinks that school is year round now.
She thinks school is year-round. Well, a lot of you guys, you had to leave school because of the COVID, and you were supposed to be on your laptop learning from home.
Yeah, but she doesn't know that. I told her my school was different, so every day I leave the house so I don't have to be around her all the time.
Yeah, well, yeah, I understand that, and it's summer, and school hasn't officially started yet.
Yeah, What I do is I get out of bed and I grab like a couple of books.
Yeah.
And then I truck them in the backyard.
Right on. Right on. And then she thinks, then you come back at the end of the day. Does your mom ever ask you between hanging out with her friends and boyfriends and smoking cigarettes, does she ever ask you how your day at school was?
Sometimes when she's got a good buzz going and she's in a good mood.
Yeah. She'll ask you,
And I go, yeah, we learned about science today.
Ah.
And she goes, oh, good for you.
Yeah. Didn't she ever go to, like, an open house or parent-teacher thing? Doesn't she ever do that?
I think she did that when I was in preschool because they made her.
Uh-huh.
But not since I grew up.
Okay. And you're 12, right?
Yeah.
All right. And you're pretty grown up, Billy. I mean, I got to hand it to you. You haven't had an easy life with split family, dad with his new wife, and then your mom having to live with her and all the hell you go through with that. You're going through a lot of tough times, Billy, and I understand that. And you know you always have a place here on the Stan and Haney Show.
Thank you, Stan.
Hey, you're welcome, buddy. Why did you call today, buddy? Billy, is anything on your mind?
Yeah, but, you know, you can get away with a lot when nobody's paying attention.
So true. So true. Yep. You can go and get into everything. But what's going on, Billy?
Oh, nothing much, dude. I just, I know it was yesterday, but I wanted to say happy birthday to Junior.
He's right over there in the other room. He can hear you.
Thank you, Billy.
Oh, how's it hanging, Junior?
It's hanging, brother. How are you?
I'm okay. So you, how old are you now?
I am 27 years young.
He doesn't. You're 27 years old. He's 12. He doesn't need that, you know, young at heart stuff. He's a 12-year-old kid.
I answered his question.
He's 27, Billy.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
I bet it's cool to be 27.
All grown up.
It's not that cool, Billy.
Yeah, but you don't have anybody telling you what to do, and you can do whatever you want.
I do have people tell me what to do.
Who tells you what to do? You're a grown adult.
My bosses.
Well, Billy, that's what happens when you go to work. You have a boss, but you're free. Billy, are you smoking?
Yeah.
Got them out of your mom's purse?
Yeah.
What kind?
They're like have blue and green stripes on them. They're weird.
Is it a menthol?
Cools?
No, it's not a menthol, but it's not her usual brand.
Yeah.
I think she got effed up last night and went out for beer late. And this looks like a real cheap cigarette.
Oh, yeah. What are they, the 407s?
No, it's not even that.
Okay. Well, to be careful. A cheap cigarette can cause damage. You need a good quality cigarette.
I don't speak Spanish. I think it's the Spanish thing.
Could be. You need a good quality smoke. Don't smoke any off-brand. That's not good. You don't know what's in it. Okay? Do me that favor. Take a couple of drags, put it out, and then don't smoke those anymore. Wait till she goes to the store and gets a better pack.
Yeah, she used to have this one dick that came over that smoked Marlboro Reds.
Yeah.
I didn't like him, but I liked it when he came over.
Yeah.
Because he'd get her to the bedroom quick and leave them laying around.
Yeah, and then you'd have a good quality smoke.
Yep.
So
I always try to stock up when that a-hole comes over.
Better believe it. Save those junks, and then when he comes over, just swap them out and put the bad cigarettes in the Marlboro box. You take the good ones.
Oh, my God, that's brilliant.
Yes, it is. And then he doesn't know anybody's swiped his smokes, and you got the good stuff.
Yeah, half the time he doesn't know anyway.
Yeah,
he'd probably be grateful for a cheap smoke.
Yep. So, yeah, Junior's 27. And yeah, he has a boss, but he can live his life. He can. He's free as a bird. Lives his life the way he wants to, Billy.
Yeah, must be nice when your mom can't tell you what to do anymore.
Well, I think his mom.
She still bosses me around a little
bit.
He's
27, but his mom still does. Tell him what to do. Matter of fact, a couple of times she's called here.
But you know, even my mom will make me dinner for my birthday.
Yeah, did you hear that, Billy? He had to make his own birthday dinner.
I wanted to make my own dinner.
What kind of crap is that, Billy?
I don't know. But I thought when you were 27 that everything would be awesome and you can do what you want.
Mm-hmm.
And Junior, he's like a hip-hop producer.
Yep.
And so he should be, like, over the moon.
Yeah. Oh, where'd you learn that phrase, over the moon, Billy?
In a book.
Okay. Hey. All right,
it
good
was
boy.
It was about a cow.
Yeah. Good boy.
It jumped over the moon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you know, with once you turn 18, though, Billy, you get a little bit more independence. Then you can vote, you can get drafted into the military, you can go and work and get your own paycheck. You don't have to worry about your mom or anything giving you money and stuff. So Junior makes his own money at 27.
One thing I wanted to ask about,
yeah,
because Junior's like closer to my age
than me.
Well, than you,
yeah.
Than my dad.
Yeah.
Because the one thing my dad always told me is, son, if you don't remember anything that I ever tell you, always wear a rubber.
Mm-hmm.
And then I heard from Junior that that's not true as long as you're the pull-out king.
What?
The pull-out king, Billy, yes.
Don't listen to that, Billy. You're a growing boy. You're going to start looking at the chicks, and your dad was right.
My dad said, you want to wreck your life, don't wear a rubber.
Yep, and he's absolutely right. Don't listen to Junior and him bragging about should you even know about this stuff, Billy? I mean, do you not even know what he means by he's the pull-out king and all that? You're 12.
Yeah. Since you were a boy, Stan.
Yeah.
Things are different now.
Like, explain to me.
Like, I know too much.
You know too much. Do you know that what he's saying is wrong and what your dad said was right?
Well, I don't know, because he's an adult and he's on the radio and he's saying you don't have to wear a rubber.
Yep. What do you have to say about that? You're influencing a 12-year-old kid.
Listen, Billy, it's all about timing. And
timing.
The fact condoms are a myth, in my opinion. Because I don't need them because I am the pull-out king.
So
now you have to learn to read your biological clock in the right time.
What?
To react.
So what do? Stop what you're doing, aim at the ceiling?
That's exactly it, bud. It's all about confidence, too.
And that makes you the pull-out king.
Absolutely.
Did anybody tell you you were the pull-out king?
No.
I think it's self-proclaimed, Billy.
How do you know you're the pull-out king?
One day it happened, and
one
I realized.
It happened.
I realized that I was the pull-out king.
Billy, you shouldn't be listening to this kind of stuff.
As I said, it comes with confidence.
But what if somebody else said, hey, you're wrong. I'm the pull-out king.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what if somebody said that, Junior?
That's never happened before, and it never will.
Well, it just did.
Really?
Yeah, you hear him right here.
Okay, well, Billy, I think you're too young to be having this conversation now.
Oh, now you're going on a 100,000-watt radio station saying you're the pullout king, and you got a 12-year-old that's hearing this stuff.
He's challenging my title.
Dude, all I'm saying is I think your mind's rotten ever since you got COVID.
Oh, did you hear that, too? Well, did you hear that, too, Billy?
Yeah, that was funny.
Yeah, it wasn't funny for me and everybody in this building. He got a week and a half off because he was going around saying he had it, but he didn't. He had food poisoning.
I was saying it was a possibility that I had it.
I can't believe that a grown man would get food poisoning and then drive to the baseball stadium and have a girl shove a swab up his skull.
Yeah. That's exactly what happened.
Yeah. And then were you a baby about it?
Yeah, actually I was, yeah.
Yeah. The pullout king was a baby about that, Billy.
I shed a tear a little bit.
When he told the story, what I heard is that the girl had to tell him to stop being a baby because he kept gagging.
To sum it up, yep.
Uh-huh. Yep. Billy, I got to ask you, put down the cigarettes, Billy.
And then you had, because you went and told Mr. Mangus, then you had to do it again the second time?
I had to do it 2 days apart, so two separate tests, and then I had to wait for both results to come in.
Were you a little bitch the second time, too?
I wouldn't put it like that, but yes, I was.
This kid is owning you. He's 12, and he's owning you.
But he's 12. I don't want to lash out at him.
He's lashing out at you.
I know.
So, yeah, twice.
So, if I understand correctly, what you're telling everybody my age is don't wear rubbers and you should be scared to get tested for COVID.
Is that what you're saying?
Listen, Billy.
Listen,
Billy. I don't like the way that you're coming at me right now.
Well, it's all true, isn't it?
This is two totally separate things here.
Uh-huh. Billy, do you know anybody, Billy, that has your friends and stuff that have had the COVID?
I hate to say it, but people my age are kind of in on the joke, and we know it's all fake.
Really?
Yeah. Because we can't get it.
Yeah, it's harder for kids to get it.
So, Junior?
Yeah, buddy.
Would you recommend that people get tested? Is it fun?
It is not fun. But if you are feeling symptoms, I would recommend getting tested.
Would it make me cry like a little baby?
Oh, you are so lucky you're not 18, buddy.
Oh, what would you do?
I'd beat his ass.
Oh, I thought he was getting gay on me.
Boy, he owned you. He owned you.
That's not fair. He's a 12-year-old.
We'll be back. Stan and Haney. 96 K-Rock.
I am President Dwayne Elizondo Mountain Dew Herbert Camacho. And I've traveled back in time from the future to address your stinking ass. What the f*** is going on with this election? What's with all this bullshit? High and lower taxes and shit. People don't give a single solitary f*** about all that shit. I tell you what we need. We need more violence on TV. What's with all this whippy shit y'all watching? It's horrible. Dexter, we put that little bitch on the Disney Channel. I want real violence.
Yo, you got the time?
Yeah, it's a...
President Camacho, and I approve this message.
Two radio vagabonds who have somehow stolen your heart, Southwest Florida. Stan and Haney Afternoons on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody.
God bless President Camacho.
Yeah. It's one of your favorite movies of all time.
Yeah, he saved America, you know.
Yeah. And there he is, coming back in the future. From the future to warn you.
Yep. It was because he had a brilliant man in his cabinet, a man by the name of Not Sure.
I'm worried about Billy. He's too street smart. Somebody ought to check
is that how it is with kids today?
I don't know. I mean, really?
He really gave Junior a beating.
He owned Junior. He owned him.
He's lucky he's not older. He's acting like a real little bitch.
Let's.
You shouldn't say that about a 12-year-old.
Yeah, it's a 12-year-old.
Yeah, see, now I'm the bad guy.
He's just 12.
You know what? You just learned the lesson.
What's the lesson?
See, he hasn't even been married, but he just learned the lesson.
Yep.
The lesson is...
Never have kids?
No. You're the bad guy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no matter... You better grasp that.
Yeah. Once you realize that, if you walk around thinking, I'm the good guy, you'll never get through life. You have to realize that you're the bad guy.
Yeah, I'll put that in my notepad. Yeah.
Let's. I told you last break, I said there was only one thing on the board, but we had the rain, the lightning, and I said, guess what? Next traffic break, it's going to be busy. And I warned you, it's busy out there. Be careful. Let's start in North Fort Myers. Got a crash. Bayshore Road in I-75 northbound. I don't know if that's the one that I got from the road watcher here. That just said accident. I-75 northbound mile marker, between mile markers 134 and 135. Firefighters and EMTs just arriving on the scene. Please be careful. Daniels Parkway and I-75, right at the Shell station, got a crash. 6 Mile Cypress and Challenger Boulevard, Fort Myers. Traffic control going on there. Crash, Danport Boulevard and Daniels Parkway, right by the Circle K. And this one in Lehigh Acres. Crash, possible road blockage, Joel Boulevard and East 10th Street. And you are up to date. We'll have one more traffic update for you in about 30 minutes. Mark Haney and the News, brought to you by Jason and Todd at the Diamond District, starts right now.
There was a time before cable, when the local anchorman reigned supreme. When people believed everything they heard. This was an age when only men were allowed to read the news. One anchorman was more man than the rest.
Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals. He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr. And suits so fine they made Sinatra look like a hobo. In other words,
Mark Haney
was the balls.
Hi, I'm Garrick Utley, and you're listening to Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Friday, July 24th.
Double M, double X.
Telling it like it is, I'm Mark Haney. Time now for things you didn't know.
Okay.
You may not want to believe this, but you are constantly being manipulated.
Oh, I know that. But what reason are you citing?
Well, it's just an example. Next time you're at the grocery store,
okay,
go down the cereal aisle, and look at the characters on the kids' cereal boxes. You know, like Tony the Tiger.
Okay.
If you do, you'll notice those characters are drawn so that their eyes are looking slightly downward. That is to make sure if the boxes are on a higher shelf at the grocery store, the mascot will be making direct eye contact with your children.
Oh. I'll have to check that out the next time I'm going down the aisle.
It's a subtle thing, but there's a lot of thought put into how
they
can we
experts.
Manipulate.
They have experts do this.
Mm-hmm.
And we're talking about it now, but those characters on that cereal box have been there for decades and decades, and they've probably always done that.
Mm-hmm.
Look down at those kids.
Yep. Let's say you're talking to a small rock.
What?
And the rock says, Stan, will I grow up to be a boulder?
Someday.
Well, Stan, how will I know when I'm no longer a rock and I've officially become a boulder?
What are you talking about? Well, like weight? A weight of a rock?
Diameter.
Size. What is it?
A rock graduates to a boulder if it is more than 10.1 inches in diameter.
10.1 inches?
Sweet. In diameter, yeah.
About that. So, as you can see at home, I'm holding what I think is...
Yeah, can we get the camera tight on that, please? Just zoom right in there. Stan showing you.
I would say, what, about the circumference of like a basketball?
Maybe a little more. But it's not much.
So that'd be pretty close to boulder size.
Yeah, not as much as you would think. But then again, it's a long walk from a rock to a basketball.
Tell me about it.
Who among us hasn't been there? You know, on this program, we honor the wishes of the late, great Alexander Graham Bell.
Yes, we do.
And, of course, we know him best for his invention of the telephone.
Where he wanted it answered as ahoy.
Well, almost 40 years after he invented the telephone, He coined a certain phrase still in use today.
What is it?
He was the first to use the term greenhouse effect in 1917.
Wow. He was involved in a lot of other things other than the telephone.
But that was, you know, that was his big hit.
Well, James Garfield, when he was shot at the train station, our 20th president.
By Charlie Gitto?
Yeah. Our 20th president.
Wasn't his wife Lucretia?
Yes. Yes, it was. You're very sharp. Garfield was taken to a bed to convalesce. He lived a long time after he was shot.
But people ran down the streets screaming, Mr. Garfield's been shot down, shot down, shot down.
His version is a little off.
Close enough.
But they would go, and he died from infection, but they couldn't get the bullet out of James Garfield. They didn't know where it traveled.
Well, you know what the answer to that is?
What?
More morphine.
Yeah, well, he did. So Alexander Graham Bell was developing the first metal detector where he could go. And so he thought, he offered his services to the White House, said, let me bring my thing I'm working on. It's a metal detector. We'll bring it over the president's body, and I can zero in where the bullet is, and then you can take it out. So he goes and brings the metal detector over, and he does it numerous times. He's getting all kinds of crazy readings. He can't understand it. He said, I've failed, and never came back again. Come to find out, President Garfield had one of the first spring mattress beds and not a stuffed bed, so he was getting metal being detected from all over the
if
place.
If he'd been on a feather bed, he'd have found it.
He would have found the bullet.
You know, I'd imagine that it would be horrific to linger.
It was. He was so infected.
To be on the edge of death for an extended period.
Yeah. His doctor would come in ungloved with his finger in the bullet hole.
Digging around.
Trying to find it.
Just digging at you. Ah!
And thus the infection sets in. So he would have healed. They could have even left the bullet in him, and he would have been okay. He would have recovered. But they probed and stuck their fingers in there so that he was just ravaged with infection.
You're saying ravaged with infection, and that's true. But as you're telling me this, what I'm hearing is ravaged with severe pain.
Yeah. Oh, yes, sir.
You know, California is a crazy place.
Sure is, Haney.
And many Americans wouldn't mind if California, in fact, broke off and became its own country.
Yeah, okay. Go ahead.
If it did, because of their wine industry,
yeah,
they would be the fourth biggest wine-producing country in the world.
Well, they make a lot of wine.
California is fourth, beaten only by France, Italy, and Spain. Mm-hmm. And they produce 90% of the wine in the United States.
Absolute Law text line. Haney, I am looking at a box of Cheerios on the top of my fridge, and I swear that damn honeybee is staring right at me.
Mm-hmm.
Hell yeah.
Well, that's what it's designed for.
Yep.
Now, this may sound silly, but we found it to be true. Things that seem totally harmless, innocuous, are perfectly capable of starting an argument.
Yep.
2,000 Americans were asked, how do you make the perfect s'more? Now, as my friend Stan, who enjoys a good s'more.
They're great. When they're done right, they're great.
And as a matter of fact, you've had one recently.
Yes, I have.
And when I mentioned that they did a survey about it, you looked puzzled and said, there's really only three things involved. How complicated could it be?
Hershey's chocolate. toasted marshmallow, graham cracker, s'more.
And you'll bear no dissent when it comes to that, will you?
That's correct. That's a s'more.
According to their results, here are the three steps for a perfect s'more.
Ugh.
Number one.
Yes.
Graham crackers.
Yes.
Three out of four people say they're a must.
Yes, that's part of a s'more.
Not all, only three out of four.
So there's one there that says, you don't need a graham cracker. That's part of it.
They didn't list the stats on other options, but some mentioned, if you want a really good s'more, you use donuts, Oreos, Ritz crackers.
No.
Number two, milk chocolate.
Yes. Yes.
40% says that's the only kind to use.
Yes, a Hershey milk chocolate bar.
23% said, ho, you're totally wrong. You only use dark chocolate.
Oh, kiss my ass.
17% said, you're all a bunch of yahoos. Everybody knows you only use white chocolate.
Never. Never. Oh, look at Junior. Ooh, that sounds good.
Actually, that does sound pretty good.
Yeah, but it might be good. You might use something else other than graham crackers. It's not a s'more.
13% said, you're all screwed in the head. Everybody knows you use peanut butter cups.
What? Oh, yeah, that's a good one, isn't it?
That one sounds even better.
Yeah, it sure does.
Now, the most popular way to roast marshmallows is medium, where they're tan or slightly brown.
Yes, that's the way it's supposed to be.
Well roasted was next.
I'll accept that.
Then, barely roasted.
Unacceptable.
Followed by nearly burnt.
Okay.
Not cooked at all.
Wrong.
And 2% like it burned beyond recognition.
Then you got ash.
But again, you would think there would be no argument on how to make a s'more.
Yep. If you put anything else on there, do something else to it, Oreo cookie and not a graham, call it something else. It might be good, but call it something else. It's not a s'more.
But the chances of anyone agreeing
are slim
on anything.
Yep.
And these days, they'll go to the wall.
Yep. Yeah, especially in 2020.
In a moment.
I am Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here's Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill, you know, for years on this program, it's been no secret that one of the things I enjoy in my leisure time is to dress up like a Viking.
It's true. For as long as I've known him, you know, 30 plus, almost 40 years, he likes the Vikings.
It's a love of mine.
Passion.
Yeah. But I'm going to tell you right now, it might sound simple. Okay, so you like to dress up like a Viking. You got to know what you're doing, or it can be dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
A man and woman in England were enjoying a sword fight last Sunday while dressed as Vikings, and the man got a little too into it. The neighbor said they were both using actual swords as the man was practicing his moves dressed as a Viking. Well, one of those quote-unquote moves caught his gal in the neck, hitting an artery.
Ooh.
She almost bled out, but the paramedics got there in time, gave his shield maiden a blood transfusion, rushed her to the hospital, and she lived. But that's how you spoil it for the rest of your life.
Yep.
No more dressing up like Vikings for him.
No more fun. Nope. Oh, by the way, there is video that exists of you throwing up.
I told you there was.
I swear to God, I didn't know that there was. What do you know about it?
I have it ready to go.
All right.
You want to see it?
All right. Yeah, let's see it. And I'll tell you whether
Stan,
you...
Stan, you've got the call. I can't call it myself.
I want to admit whether the story stays that you threw a beauty or you hit the plate.
Well, it was a one hopper.
But I don't want you to say it if it's not caught on film.
All right, well, you call it.
All right, let's go. Here he goes.
I look, Sonny?
You look good. Well, there's a shadow. Is there any way to make that bigger? Hold on. Is there sound I can bring up? Is there sound to this?
Most respected anchorman.
Yeah.
Throwing the first pitch the hard way.
Let me see.
I'm behind the rubber.
Yeah, you are. You're behind it. You're not. You're even throwing it farther than you should. Look at that throw. I don't know. It looked damn effing good. It looked really good. Don't you think, Junior, it looked good?
Yeah, it looked all right.
Can you see the ball bounce?
How do you think that looked compared to Fauci? Roll it again.
Yeah. Take a look at that. Compared to Fauci.
You're going to have to go back now.
Yeah, you're going to have to go back. Never mind. I can't wait this long. I can't. Okay, here. All right. All right. All right.
And then Hayden Show on 96 K-Rock. Southwest Florida's most respected anchor man. Throwing the first pitch the hard way. Hayden.
That's a good one. I mean, that looks good. That's good. I don't care that there's footage of that.
That's respectable. Style warm up.
That is respectable.
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Reports. For our final story, here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Bill. A 20-year-old man in Deltona, Florida, named Joshua Job, had been chatting with an escort online during the pandemic.
Sound familiar?
The escort's name is Dallas Wass. She is 35 years old. He found her on an escort site 2 months ago. And they finally met up to get it on. She agreed to have relations with Joshua twice in June at $95 a session. They met up again early Wednesday, but well, I guess Joshua thought they were friends at this point, and he was a little short on cash. Didn't have the full 95.
Well, how much did he have, Annie?
Well, when she arrived in an alley to meet Joshua, he explained to Dallas that this time he only had $5.
Jeez.
So she yelled at him for wasting her time and left. And perhaps it could have ended there.
Yeah, but it didn't, did it?
It didn't. Joshua texted her and begged her to come back. She complied. She returned to Joshua, along with her pimp, where they beat him severely and left him unconscious. When Joshua finally regained his faculties, the first thing he realized is, I've been severely beaten. Then he realized that the woman and her pimp had relieved him of both of his cell phones, and they'd also relieved him of his last $5. Then he sought medical attention and was informed that he had a broken nose, multiple cuts and bruises on his face, and required several stitches to close a nasty gash in his cheek. He told the police about it. They arrested Dallas and her pimp. They're both facing charges for robbery and aggravated battery causing bodily harm.
Put the girl back up.
Oh.
Now, you and I are both Owen. Junior's thinking, not half bad.
I'd do it.
Scary.
Does he have that little regard for his own life?
I don't know. Really don't know.
And that's the news for today, Friday, July 24th.
Double M, double X.
Yeah. You hit her up on the text. Hey, it's Pullout King.
Yeah. Come alone. Don't bring the pimp. Do I have Howard Cosell?
There he is. Little Mucky Haney telling it like it is.
Jason and Todd from the Diamond District bringing us news. We're going to take a break. We'll be back.
He just had to text her back.
Yeah. Not half bad, huh, Junior?
Yeah, that's a looker, huh?
Yeah.
You look in them dead eyes and then you'll know.
It's a new era for America and Southwest Florida. As for Stan and Haney, unfortunately, their problems remain much the same. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you so much for spending your week with us. It's greatly appreciated. We're going to get a final look at traffic for your drive home this afternoon. All right, just a couple of things on the board this half hour. North Fort Myers, crash, Pondella Road and North Tamiami Trail. And then we got one showing up in Lehigh Acres, a crash, 23rd Street Southwest and Douglas Avenue South. And you are up to date. Let's laugh.
Time now for another Stan and Haney stand-up comedy classic. Classic comedy the way it used to be on 96 K-Rock.
But I am into the intellectual thing. I went to college. I studied the great philosophers, Socrates. I studied Plato. And you learn the important things. Like, if you're studying geology, which is all facts, as soon as you get out of school, you forget it all, you know? Because it's just numbers and things. But philosophy, you remember just enough to screw you up for the rest of your life. And you study the important, like, ethical questions. Is it okay to yell movie in a crowded firehouse? Religious questions.
If there is a God, give me a sign.
See, I told you that the... Wouldn't it be weird if you died and you woke up and you were in heaven? Just like they always told you. And everybody had wings on and pearly gates. Wouldn't you feel stupid? Oh, no. You mean that this is what... Oh!
What? You've been keeping records on me? Well, I wasn't so bad. How many times did I take the Lord's name in vain? Ugh. 1,000,006. Oh. Jesus Christ.
The great Steve Martin. Have yourselves a great weekend, Lord willing. We're back here on Monday at 2 o'clock. We're the Stan and Haney Show, 96 K-Rock. And we leave you this afternoon with this. Ahoy!
Hey guys.
Is this Billy?
Yeah.
Hey, Billy, how are you, buddy?
I'm okay. How about you guys?
Billy, yeah.
You doing good?
We're doing good. Why did you call today, buddy? Billy, is anything on your mind?
Yeah, but you know, you can get away with a lot when nobody's paying attention.
So true. So true. Yep. You can go and get into everything. But what's going on, Billy?
Oh, nothing much, dude. I just, I know it was yesterday, but I wanted to say happy birthday to Junior.
Ah, he's right over there in the other room. He can hear you.
Thank you, Billy.
One thing I wanted to ask about.
Yeah.
I heard from Junior that you're the pullout king.
What?
The pullout king, Billy, yes.
Don't listen to that, Billy. You're a growing boy. You're going to start looking at the chicks, dad was right.
My dad said, hey, you want to wreck your life, don't wear a rubber.
Yep. I mean, do you not even know what he means by he's the pullout king and all that? You're 12.
Yeah, since you were a boy, Stan,
yeah,
things are different now.
Listen, Billy, it's all about timing. Condoms are a myth, in my opinion. Because I don't need them because I am the pullout king. Now, you have to learn to read your biological clock in the right time to react.
So what do you do? Stop what you're doing, aim at the ceiling?
That's exactly it, bud.
And that makes you the pullout king.
Absolutely.
Did anybody tell you you were the pullout king?
No.
I think it's self-proclaimed, Billy.
How do you know you're the pullout king?
One day it happened, and I realized that I was the pullout king.
Billy, you shouldn't be listening to this kind of stuff.
As I said, it comes with confidence.
But what if somebody else said, hey, you're wrong, I'm the pullout king?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but if somebody said that, Junior?
That's never happened before and it never will.
Dude, all I'm saying is I think your mind's rotten ever since you got COVID.
Oh, did you hear that, too? Well, did you hear that, too, Billy?
Yeah, that was funny.
Yeah, it wasn't funny for me and everybody in this building. He got a week and a half off because he was going around saying he had it, but he didn't. He had food poisoning.
I was saying it was a possibility that I had it.
I can't believe that a grown man would get food poisoning and then drive to the baseball stadium and have a girl shove a swab up his skull.
Yeah.
And then were you a baby about it?
Yeah, actually, I was, yeah.
Yeah, the pullout king was a baby about that, Billy.
I shed a tear a little bit.
When he told the story, what I heard is that the girl had to tell him to stop being a baby because he kept gagging.
To sum it up, yep.
Uh-huh. Yep. Billy, I got to ask you, put down the cigarettes, Billy.
And then because you went and told Mr. Mangus, then you had to do it again the second time?
I had to do it 2 days apart, so two separate tests, and then I had to wait for both results to come in.
Were you a little bitch the second time, too?
I wouldn't put it like that, but yes, I was.
This kid is owning you. He's 12, and he's owning you.
But he's 12. I don't want to lash out at him.
He's lashing out at you.
I know.
So, yeah, twice.
So, if I understand correctly, what you're telling everybody my age is don't wear rubbers, and you should be scared to get tested for COVID.
Is that what you're saying?
Listen, Billy.
Listen, Billy.
I don't like the way that you're coming at me right now.
Well, it's all true, isn't it?
This is two totally separate things here.
Uh-huh. Billy, do you know anybody, Billy, that has your friends and stuff that have had the COVID?
I hate to say it, but people my age are kind of in on the joke, and we know it's all fake. Because we can't get it.
Yeah, it's harder for kids to get it.
So, Junior?
Yeah, buddy.
Would you recommend that people get tested? Is it fun?
It is not fun, but if you are feeling symptoms, I would recommend getting tested.
What, would it make me cry like a little baby?
Oh, you are so lucky you're not 18, buddy.
Oh, what would you do?
I'd beat his ass.
Oh, I thought he was getting gay on me.
Boy, he owned you. He owned you.
That's not fair. He's a 12-year-old.
Blue skies.
Yeah.
Every day's a gift.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.